podcast number 14.
Does a bat have a friend?
a leg of a friend. I guess that happened at the party.
Is that a bat or a pterodactyl?
Is that Sabretooth's leg?
Yes, a Sabretooth's leg.
That is a vampire bat eating
that is,
Sabretooth's
leg. That is one of the
leg.
Pieces that got smashed during Charlie McDonald's.
Wow. This was an I'm so sad we weren't invited to Brian's birthday party.
Oh, we were invited.
Y'all were invited. But y'all said no.
I'm glad I'm alive still. Thank you.
Glad I didn't shove any grapes in my mouth.
I always shove grapes in my mouth.
Let's talk about PlayStation 4. Yeah.
So I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yo.
Gwen Reyes. Hi. And Dottie Elk.
Grapes in your mouth. Greatness.
Boom.
Boom.
Green ones, though.
It was green.
You don't want ones with pits.
No.
Pips.
Seeds. Pits.
It wouldn't matter.
Seeds. Yeah, it wouldn't matter. What happens if one of them exploded in your mouth?
Grapes.
Why would the grapes be exploding?
It would be a
because you have so many in there, and you have a friend that comes behind you and slaps your cheeks.
That's not a friend. That's a dick.
That's true.
Warren's a good friend, but a terrible person. That's how you would describe him.
Good guy. We love you, Warren.
So since the PS4 is coming out on Friday, and the Xbox is coming out in a week or two from now.
22nd.
We're going to give you all the stuff you need to know on which one to purchase if you haven't pre-ordered one.
Go get the Wii. I'm kidding. I'm really kidding.
Poor Wii.
I love the Wii.
Came out too early.
So they all come out. Both come out. All have huge enhancements and upgrades.
They do look stupid, both of them.
Well, that's what I was saying. That right. Physically, both they went with like a large black box,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like a VCR,
are we
like
on
an
a
old
plane
school VCR. Then with like the front loading disc thing, it doesn't
stupid.
Look futuristic. It just looks like a big black VCR.
It's amazing that you still have to buy discs. Like, you can't just get a
Xbox
streaming game.
That's a great point.
I like my physical copy, and physical copy will always be better than
streaming. No, but I'm cool with that. But I'm just saying, like, with all the technology and all the advances, like, that they still have...
This is an issue with this argument.
They wanted to do that.
Xbox.
They wanted to... You buy the game, you would download it onto your system, and then that disc would never play again.
Yeah.
So you couldn't let a friend borrow it. You couldn't
right.
do anything.
That was like, everyone was angry about it.
And people
got
pissed.
I'd be pissed about that.
Resale value.
And like, GameStop would have gone
business.
Microsoft rewrote its freaking agreement. You had to, when you, like 2 weeks ago, you had to re-upload or whatever.
Yeah.
You had to sign the damn agreement saying that, okay, they've redone everything and they're not assholes.
Yeah.
Basically
so
that said.
Beforehand, before anything was announced, it was speculation that that was going to happen. And then Xbox came out and said that was how it's going to be. And then PS4 came out and said...
Well, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. We're going to let you play
yeah.
games, share games. And Xbox literally 2 days later was like, all right, we're going to do that too. Because they don't want to...
Well, like IGN and all the major things wrote up articles just how pissed off people were.
But and then this time around, they were... trying to do developer friendly consoles. Like, they don't need to do developer
Xbox
friendly.
Taking
they need to do gamer friendly consoles.
Yeah, but Xbox is taking a leap when it comes to developers compared to PlayStation in that they're doing the free kits. So if you are a developer, someone who makes games,
yes,
you can go on there and self-publish your own game without any publication issues because it's all under the Microsoft umbrella.
That's cool.
And you can put it on cloud, by the way, which they have unlimited. PlayStation
yeah.
does
Xbox
not.
Yeah, PlayStation does
it's
not.
It's 3 fucking megabytes, which is a lot for most people, but I mean, most people shouldn't eat that up, but for like developers,
yeah.
How do you can't, I mean, you need a lot more memory for that, but I think the developer issue, I think Xbox definitely has the hidden thing there. They're going to have a lot more indie games in the next few years and shit that's going to be really
cool.
Well,
they've always had other than in PS3, Xbox 360
yeah.
has.
Xbox can play Blu-rays now.
Xbox will be able to play Blu-rays, so will PS4. Both will play Blu-rays.
But they're not using the full 1080p,
yeah, that's
which is an issue, because their
yeah.
720 does look different.
Yes, that was what I was going to mention.
So their Blu-rays are not that
all
great.
The game titles, with the exception of Call of Duty, are going to be 720p right now.
And the only reason why Call of Duty is higher is because they knew they were going to lose.
And they were going to do a patch day one
yeah.
to get Call of Duty 1080p, but the rest of the titles on PS4 and Xbox... are going to be 720, and that's the thing that I hate about this new technology is that these companies are releasing their hardware before their software is finished. So you're not going to get the full capability at launch date. But
Xbox will have Xbox has more titles. It'll be able to be okay.
And Xbox is trying to be more immersive.
Xbox has 23 launch titles. PS4 has 16.
Xbox is going for a full different atmosphere.
Because Xbox has the Kinect, which is included in the actual price, and it's going to be awesome.
It has the Kinect and the price, Kinect which in the PS4, you can buy the camera.
Which is about $100.
Yeah. But so Xbox is $100 more than PS4. So you can spend $399 for PS4 or $499.
And Xbox has been working with like TV people and developers. Like they have HBO on board, so you can...
Xbox?
HBO's not doing... Like, Gold membership only right now for HBO Go. They've not signed off on HBO Go right now. It's the only one that hasn't.
Both
NFL Network is exclusive to them, though.
Yes. Both consoles will have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and Redbox. But Xbox will have HBO only, ESPN, Fox, and FX, where PS4 will have NBA, NHL, and their Sony video music.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing exclusive content for that as well.
Yeah.
Well, like Assassin's Creed has a whole other hour in it because it's a Sony product. But the NFL Network's a big deal. It's a lot of people.
But HBO's a big thing.
Like, yeah, both of those are Xbox only.
But also, if you have an Apple TV or whatever, you can still get HBO Go. But it's weird that it's not on PS4 because it's probably just not ready yet. And also, Xbox has an input for HDMI for live TV, and PS4 doesn't.
Which is big.
Yeah, that's huge.
Because Xbox wants you to actually put your cable up through them and use it more.
Well, if you want like a new media center for everything, Xbox is probably the way to go because it's geared toward not
it's
only
all
gaming.
Your apps and you can snap your apps. So you can have, while you're playing games, which is always the issue, can you play your game and have your apps live? So you could technically, let's say, they use the FIFA example. Let's say you're on a Sunday and you're playing Europeans.
Yeah.
FIFA, you can still watch your NFL games, NFL Network.
Saying, yeah, NFL is actually doing it where you can watch NFL games and with Xbox have like your fantasy football stats and stuff.
Scroll.
Yeah.
Just like in the real game.
Yeah.
But you can do that for FIFA now, which was impossible earlier.
And then they've also integrated social networking with Netflix or with Facebook and Twitter
so
that you can update online like what level you're on with
the sharing friends. But
like
PlayStation has the same
sounds
thing.
Sounds like my nightmare.
Like
it's almost
it is gay. It's super gay.
It's ridiculous because like you know
they are, we already have issues of attention span as it is.
The Kinect can actually recognize you as
you
walk
the only,
based
you
on
know,
your podcast.
It's like we
which
just
is so crazy.
We just talked about Back to the Future 2 where Marty McFly's son goes to that big screen and was like, I want channels 8, 5, 32, 183 in the Xbox. You're going to be able to like talk with a friend and then play a game and have your social network.
It's ironic because if you listen to this podcast, you think we're all Xbox lovers, which we probably are, but if you look at the numbers,
I like
PlayStation is killing it.
Xbox is
they're being talked about more. More people are excited about PS4. It's amazing. I don't know why.
PS4 is the better system, I guess physically. It has the better graphics card. It has the better...
Barely,
but it still does. PS4 has a better processor. They both have the same memory.
If you look at the,
they both have 500 gigs
video,
storage.
Actually, it's really similar. You know, it's like the Xbox is maybe a little bit darker, but you know, that's just...
It's always been darker. It's always been a little bit behind Sony.
Yeah. But they're both going to have 500 gigs of storage, which... These didn't.
Three,
six,
you have the cloud, though, so it doesn't really matter. You can store everything.
Well, it matters if you have a PlayStation 4 and you only got three compared to unlimited with Xbox.
Yeah, and most people will probably want to
add on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can add on.
What was
your
really
own
funny
cloud.
This whole thing is South Park's episode last night
was
a Game of Thrones type episode where they were so the sides were Xbox One versus PS4. It was quite hilarious.
It'll be interesting to see how they do.
It's a two-part episode, so the next part's next week.
Both will survive. Let's not talk about Microsoft, Sony failing.
But it is also going to be come down to video games. Like, Xbox specifically has Halo, Dead Rising, and the Motorsport. Whereas PS4 has God of War, Killzone, and Infamous. And they won't be cross-platform.
And the sports titles. FIFA is exclusive to Xbox, and so is the NFL. Though Madden will be on, but Madden's changing, so who knows.
It's interesting. I mean, people play Halo, but people play God of War and Killzone. It's just...
We also have Dead Rising 3, which is exclusive to PS...
Xbox. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Most of those kids that play those games will have both.
Yeah.
And most people will get both.
I mean, you're talking about like $1,200 to get what you want, because you're going to have to pay the price for both of them, which together is $900 plus tax. Plus, you're going to have to get extra controllers and
subscriptions.
Two or three games.
Right. $60 a year.
$50 for PS4.
Yeah.
But you don't get... You have to have the subscription to get certain things on Xbox where you don't have to on PS4.
Well, in order to access like any of the TV stuff, like your Amazon or Hulu, you have to have an Xbox account. So.
Yeah.
So
which is the same way now.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Which I think the cable companies are going to go out because of systems like this or HBO Go. They'll just add another charge to your internet charge for HBO Go, like $8 extra to your internet charge.
Well, all that bundle crap that they do now is going to, people are not going to have cable services.
Yeah,
they want to be able to do a la carte. Like, that's the thing. Like, cable can survive if they allow a la carte purchases.
Good luck telling Time Warner that.
They
will. Time Warner.
Good luck.
I've had. Been without cable for a year now, and it's awesome. I get everything just the same. I have Hulu, Netflix. I have.
None of that was recording.
Apple, I believe so it was. We'll see if it's.
Well, see, like I'm one of the ones who I have premium cable. I have a Netflix account. I have Hulu. I don't have Hulu. I have Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime.
And I have Chrome. I have Chromecast now.
Yeah.
And I still watch. I watch everything.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter.
I don't think everything I get. And I was paying over $200 a month for cable a month. And now since I have this, it's like at the most $80. And that's with purchasing stuff from iTunes. You know, it's still so much less. I mean, yeah, I don't get a live sports game, but I can pay for that if I want to. But I don't really watch sports.
Well, if you have Xbox, you'll get those anyway.
And does anybody really watch the news on TV anymore?
No.
Just
you two.
I watch morning shows.
It's like white noise.
Oh, yeah, you're on a morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Good Morning Texas?
Good Morning Texas, yeah.
Good Morning Texas.
I just feel bad mostly for Nintendo. Because
they
have the best, some of the best games. They're the
idiots that didn't wait till Black Friday. Yeah. Let's be honest. There's a reason why it's November 15th and November 22nd. Because Black Friday is about to happen,
yeah.
And everyone's about to upgrade, and they're going to pick one, and they're all going to get sold, and there will be Nintendo being stupid-ass Nintendo doing nothing.
They've always been
whatsoever.
Like that.
They didn't even gear it
towards
the
GameCube really
was
well
like that.
For a while.
Yeah, because it was
did
the
it?
First time, first
it did.
Person
for a few
to
years,
use
it was
the,
a big thing.
The motion thing.
Because what we did was we brought people who weren't gamers into the gaming world.
Yeah, and all those
like,
people have left.
Well, they use it as something else. Like
yeah,
I have friends who have Wii's.
Thing.
Well, no, they use it as their hub for their Netflix. They use it for other things. They don't play any games. They use it as an actual device.
And those people,
to
if they're
in.
Smart enough, will realize I can do that all with Xbox and more.
Yeah, so
I think Xbox will kill off the Wii. Completely.
It's sad. I think if Nintendo wants to stay in it, they need to sell their licensing to Mario and Zelda to Sony and Microsoft.
It's the only way to keep gamers and gamers
because
is so prevalent.
The Wii was not HD. The Wii was not didn't have really an online thing at all. It was small, but it was very difficult to navigate. So I don't see them doing anything really if they decide to step up their game. Which is sad. And then there's the Steam console, which for the like Portal, that's coming out too.
Yeah. And PlayStation's redoing what the hell is it called? The little one?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Vita?
Yeah. Which, I mean, sales were horrible, but with the PS4, it's going to have, they can go interchangeable.
Like a second screen or something.
Yeah, but
like
with
that.
People with your
deal.
iPhones and iPads, everybody's gaming on those now, not...
True.
Game Boys or Vitas or
that's
whatever.
Why the Xbox crowd will be fine, but the PS4 people, the Vita is still cooler than your phone.
But I still think the two big things are video games and the price.
Yeah, but with that, okay, the price is bullshit because you get the Kinect. The Kinect is what sells the Xbox. When people realize what you can do with that damn thing and how it'll revolutionize not only gaming, but just how you interact with your television.
Yeah.
They're going to be so mind blown that the people who have the PS4 are still going to have to go out and think to buy the Eye. And the Eye is not as good as the Kinect. They've proven that. It doesn't have all the interchange. Like, it doesn't do your limbs. Doesn't do the heartbeat thing, which is, that'll blow everyone's mind away.
Yeah.
Kinect puts it on another level. Like, Xbox has a more intelligent idea. The problem Xbox has is they don't have the games to back up the audiences. Like, PS4 still has big, big titles.
So are you going to buy... You
know, no, I will not buy a PS4. I will buy an Xbox
buy
One.
An Xbox.
If
are you
I
gonna
buy
it?
One.
Are you
my
gonna...
old ass probably won't, though. I'm 30. I'm not going to play the damn video game.
You're missing out.
Yeah, screw it.
I saw that episode.
I got an Xbox. They'll do all the same things. As
I thought you were playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Paradox Tower 4.
I know. I love
the... I have Chromecast now, so all the issues that everybody needs, I'm like, just watch Scream. It's a Stream thing.
Yeah.
I could Scream on my
own.
You'll
get both.
You'll get both?
To be honest, I think. Yeah. Probably Xbox first, but yeah.
I have an Xbox, so I can stream all I want to now. Fine. I'm not going to get the damn Kinect.
Is anybody going to get it day one, day two? Or are you going to wait for a few months?
No.
I don't think there's actually any discounts on it.
I'm not a child, yeah.
They're just going to release them, you know.
No, I mean, I know that, but I mean, no discounts, but I'm talking about, like, do you...
Like,
you
they're
be
so
the
excited
one?
About getting it.
I think I'm going to wait just because the software is not ready. Wait for it.
I want to see what deals they get with games, because if Assassin's Creed is the example, then I can understand why people will go PlayStation, because you're going to get better games. The games are going to have more in it.
Plus, it's going to be cheaper.
Well, yeah, relatively. If you want that eye crap, you have to pay that.
But really, when I have a PS3, I only use it as a Blu-ray player. I play God of War.
It is the best one of the best Blu-ray players.
That's it. Everything, all my gaming was on
that
Xbox.
Well, now that PS4's coming out.
Yeah. And plus, the Xbox was way louder. Xbox 360 was way louder than PS3.
If you, I heard this time the Xbox is quieter than the PlayStation,
and not to
because
mention
of the
that,
Blu-ray.
More people had problems with their Xbox and it ended with the Red Ring of Death than they did with the PS3.
Yeah, but they're not going to have a Red Ring of Death issue this time. They can't be that stupid. They figured that out.
It stopped happening
after their third update from it. Like, those are those original kids that went out and bought them the first ones. And yeah, you should realize you're going to get something wrong with your Xbox. Those kids play it all night long.
It's crazy.
Those are the kids who are going to go out and get it at Best Buy on Black Friday. Are those little damn
So
gamers.
You're Xbox?
I'm Xbox.
What are you?
Chromecast.
Chromecast. It's like...
Because
I'm
doing what I want, which is I'm watching Netflix and...
So many more people are not going to be a part of this jump.
Yeah.
Because you have other avenues of
gaming,
of getting
the
things that you want. Yeah.
Gaming isn't as big as
the and those are the things, like, we're discounting completely computer gaming still. Like, computer gaming, I think, is where the
actual... I have had several friends that are not buying any of these consoles and they've built their own computer machine to play computer because it's so
That's
much faster, easy.
Mm-hmm.
So
but I love... Because the things that I would use it for were always, like, streaming or getting into my different things, but I have Chromecast and I have a Blu-ray player and I can do... And I have On Demand.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't need to worry
about
this.
You don't need
things.
All the extras.
And you're both?
Yeah.
Come over to your house
and
play
seriously.
Both.
Yeah, seriously. Come over?
We'll bring you some
I
want to
do the Kinect real bad.
Yeah. We can recognize up to 8 people, I think, right?
Yes.
At a time.
That's the heartbeat of a Jew.
Someone
what does that sound like?
A heart condition.
It's just dead, isn't it?
Hey!
You need to see a doctor, so you have a little bit of arrhythmia going on.
You're going to die.
You're not
healthy
enough to play the Xbox.
Oh.
Well, that is our Xbox PS4 debate. It seems like we're all for Xbox, but some for PS4. It depends on what video games and price you're wanting, but let us know what you end up getting.
Whee!